But first, prisons are an ideal breeding ground for infectious diseases, and the threat of COVID-19 outbreaks is an increasing problem around the world. In the US, one prisoner has died in a federal prison in Louisiana, and a guard is in intensive care. There are 30 other confirmed cases in the prison. In Italy, protests and riots broke out in more than 20 jails after family visits were cancelled. 12 prisoners have died and 16 have escaped. Riots and jailbreaks are being reported across Central and South America as prisoners protest against inadequate safeguards to prevent the virus from spreading. Rob Osborne has more on the situation in Australia.
In Australia, there is one confirmed case in a Queensland jail and a reported case in Long Bay Hospital. In New South Wales, legislation was passed in the last sitting of Parliament to enable the Commissioner of Corrective Services to release some categories of low-risk inmates. Here's Greens MLC David Shoebridge speaking after that final sitting of the New South Wales Parliament.
If the pandemic takes hold in prisons, it will inevitably then become a major public health concern for the rest of the community. There's a lot of interchange between prisons and the community. So laws were passed which allow the Commissioner of Corrective Services to release prisoners on parole, subject to parole conditions, and also subject to ensuring that that release is consistent with public safety and community safety, and ensuring that there are particular checks in relation to any domestic violence offenders, that their victims will be safe.
Other states are preparing to adopt similar policies, but so far, no prisoners have been released in New South Wales under these new provisions. Brett Collins is coordinator of Justice Action, a group that advocates for the rights of prisoners. I asked him whether overcrowding was the main health issue in prisons.
Look, there's no question. Corrective Services has to have people in single cells. It has to immediately divest themselves of not just hundreds, but thousands of prisoners. In the overcrowded situation we have in all the prisons throughout Australia and, in fact, internationally, unless the custodial authority, Corrective Services, can guarantee the health and safety of those prisoners, they have to release them. And they have to maintain the health department rules, which are social distancing. So they immediately must allow people to have single cells, and where they have situations where they have dormitories, they must ensure that the people in the dormitories are not the current 45 person to a dormitory. It would be something like, we would think about six people to a dormitory in order to maintain the social distancing rules.
Nicole Jess is the chairperson of the Prison Officers Vocational Branch, part of the Public Service Association, and she represents uniformed prison officers. I asked her about the situation faced by her members.
It's basically the same problem as what the police have. It's the same problem as what the nurses have. You go into these situations, we are basically first responders, frontline workers. We don't get an option. It may get to the stage where all inmates are secured into their cell and go into total lockdown if we have a centre that gets an outbreak of it. But that's something that we'll decide depending on the spread of it. We're probably about 4 weeks behind in the centres is what the community is happening. So personally, I'm expecting that we're going to get some positive indications next week.
New South Wales has nearly 14,000 prisoners and only 6,000 cells. So it seems unlikely that effective isolation measures can be put in place. There are many risk factors for prisoners, but Indigenous inmates, who make up almost a third of the prison population across Australia, are the most vulnerable group. The Aboriginal Legal Service has launched a petition calling on the government to release inmates at risk. I asked Chief Executive Officer Carly Warner why Indigenous prisoners are such a high-risk group.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are more likely to be at risk of experiencing the severe symptoms if they get COVID-19 due to the higher rates of illness and chronic disease caused by the ongoing impacts of colonisation. And we know that people in prison are at a heightened risk of infection, with overcrowding, potential poor sanitation contributing to the spread of infectious diseases. And so the rapid spread of the coronavirus poses a significant risk to all people who are in prison. And as we've seen recently in New York, in their correctional system, there were 38 cases of COVID-19, which doubled in a matter of days.
The Aboriginal Legal Service and Justice Action are calling on governments, both state and national, to act swiftly before it is too late. There are a number of precedents in other countries. Carly Warner again.
We've seen Iran, who's released 85,000 prisoners who were not at risk to the community, in Ireland, who are following suit. We've got the United States and the United Kingdom are also making moves. We, of course, welcome the New South Wales Attorney General's announcement on an amendment to prioritise vulnerable offenders and others who pose a low risk to community for consideration for conditional release. It's sensible, it's a compassionate move which will not only better protect our mob in custody, but better protect the entire prison population, the staff, their families and the community.
Carly Warner, Chief Executive Officer of the Aboriginal Legal Service, ending that report from Rob Osborne.